All right, let us go across the bay to Oakland and bring in Vince Catronio, one of the play-by-play voices of the Oakland A's. Vinny, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Oh, very good. What an exciting day for you guys today. The Yankees are in town. McCutchen is here. And another big series for the A's. How do you assess it?
It's been that way ever since I played them back in May, I think, Marty. And Bob Melvin looks back at that road trip, which was New York and Boston and Toronto, as maybe one of the pivotal times when the belief really came out of that clubhouse that they could potentially do a little more than what people were expecting and things that they thought they should expect out of themselves. They went 7-3 on that trip. They just missed taking 2 out of 3 from New York on a replay review on a very close play at the plate. So they were very confident at that time, and it's grown to where, looking back maybe in spring training, thinking about the series, if you're the A's, saying, well, we'll have some good crowds. It'll be Yankee fans here and a chance to have a little bit of energy. But now it's more than that. 40,000 will be here.
Really?
Certainly there'll be Yankee fans here, but a lot of A's fans. And there's a lot on the line, so it's going to be a fun 3 games.
Ah, terrific. I'm glad for you. It's an exciting part of baseball. CeCe Sabathia today from Vallejo. Vinny, when I was doing those games, I always remember he had trouble when he would come back to the Bay Area. Well, has he overcome that at this stage of his career?
I think he has to a certain degree, Marty. I mean, he's won his last 3 starts against the A's. The other thing, too, for a guy that's 38 that's been through a lot of wars on the mound, the one thing that the Yankees look at right now late in his career is that they're unbeaten following a loss with him since last year, the 12-0, and I think that's what they're looking for, you know, with the things that happened with the Tiger series. So you know, this is a guy that, you know, he's well-liked in this area, even though he's a Yankee. He certainly was liked as an Indian, and the whole town of Vallejo comes out to watch him. There were issues early in his career, certainly. He's a different pitcher. He is more of a pitcher with that cutter and much less velocity, but he's always had great command. And, you know, he's had some success against the Athletics recently, and they didn't see him in the May series, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out today, because the A's would like to set the tone, you know, of this series with the big crowd and play the kind of baseball that got them in this position to try to do that again today.
You feel comfortable that the playoffs are, you know, almost a sure thing here after the Seattle series?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say sure thing. I know it's a 5.5-game lead on the Mariners, and nipping at their heels are the Tampa Bay Rays, who the A's still have to play in Tampa later on this month. And that's the biggest, for me, that's the biggest trap series of the final month, because it's a tough place to play. Just when you get used to playing there, you're done. And they're very good at home. And then if you throw Blake Snell in the mix, if Blake Snell is pitching one of those 3 games in that series, it's an even bigger challenge. So I wouldn't necessarily say that. And I think that's what got the A's where they are, Marty. They're not looking at big picture stuff. They're focusing on today, and that's what got them here. And I don't see them really changing that. I don't think Bob Melvin is changing that respect either, given where they are. It was a big, big win for them yesterday, certainly, to have that 2-game swing from 3.5 to 5.5 up on Seattle. And Edwin Jackson did a great job for them in that regard. So by doing that, it gives them a little bit of a cushion, but by no means is this thing over.
All right. Well, very good. Yankees are in town. It's always fun when the circus comes into town. I'm sure Reggie Jackson will be there somewhere. But McCutchen is there. Well, what's the scuttlebutt about his? I know he hasn't gotten a hit yet. Writers, anyone saying anything about McCutchen?
Not really. Not at this point. I mean, it was an important get for them because the uncertainty of Aaron Judge. Judge is on the trip, but he hasn't swung a bat yet because of the fractured wrist. So when that happens remains to be seen. So they needed some protection, and you get a veteran presence like McCutchen. I mean, we all know that he's not the guy that won the MVP with the Pirates several years ago, but he's still a veteran piece in a lineup. He's leading off for them today, which I think is kind of unique, but that's what Aaron Boone is doing, and we'll see how it plays out for him. It's, you know, you come to a new league, and I know the leagues are a little more mixed now because of Interleague, but it's a new situation, and I know McCutchen was a star in Pittsburgh, and he had some big moments for the Giants, but there's nothing like playing for the Yankees and the pressure that comes in literally every pitch that's delivered to the plate when you're playing in pinstripes. And I'm interested to see how that plays out for him and for the Yankees, because they're pretty comfortable with their spot for the first wild card to have home field advantage, but that's not a done deal either, and that's why this series really carries a lot of weight.
So you're saying it's tough to judge the McCutchen trade, is that it?
Oh, gosh. Marty, really?
Is that it? You're saying it's tough to judge it. All right, I just want to make sure you're with me here. All right. Bullpen, come on, you got like 12 bullpen guys coming in every other inning. How does that work? You've been around baseball your whole life. How does that look?
Well, 58-0 leading after the seventh inning looks pretty good to me, Marty.
All right.
And they got the four closers, you know, Cimino to Rodney to Familia to Trinan. And at least in the Seattle series, even though it was a split, you go into today's game and you've still got arms that are available to then pitch the previous day. So I think that's the key for Bob Melvin. And the pitch counts have been pretty low in that Seattle series. And given the intensity of this series, and certainly if the A's have a lead today, you can – certainly bet on a good chunk of those four guys being used to protect the lead if that's the scenario they have. And they've got Trevor Cahill on the mound. It's kind of twofold, Marty. He hasn't pitched well against the Yankees in his career, an ERA almost at 11, 0-4. But here this year, when you're talking about in the now, at the Coliseum, his ERA is under 1, and he's unbeaten. And he's pitched very well at his ballpark this year. And that's what the A's need, much like they got from Edmund Jackson yesterday. They need length from Trevor Cahill. It's going to be, you know, two teams that hit home runs. They both love to slug. I'm interested to see Andujar and Gleyber Torres play together on the same field. That's going to be interesting for them. The A's with Chapman and with Olson, they're two fine young players. So I think it's going to be exciting, Marty. I think it's really good for baseball that you see a lot of young talent out there that are performing at a high level at a key time of the year. And it's more than just, well, you know, the A's are playing the Yankees and enjoy that because it brings people to the ballpark and brings energy. There's so much more, so many more layers to this particular series, and you know it starts in a couple hours. So I'm really anxious to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's great stuff, and I'm glad you and the captain and Ray Fossey can be doing those games. I saw on Twitter your son was shocked that Edwin Diaz is not in the Cy Young race. Do you agree with that?
I do, 100%. And as I pointed out to him, you look back at what Zach Britton did 2 years ago for the Orioles with that unbelievable year, and he finished fourth in the Cy Young balloting. So I mean, maybe some consideration for Diaz if he ends up with 55 or you know 57 saves or whatever. But the reliever just isn't thought of much in those terms. I think maybe you could consider having a special reliever award now because there are guys that are very important to their clubs, much like Blake Trinan is for the A's with an ERA under 1. He should merit some consideration as well, but he's not going to be, you know, in the top three in the Cy Young because that's the way that the voters look at it. Look at it a different way. They look at it from starts and ERA and WHIP and not so much with wins, but guys like Severino have 17 wins. Corey Kluber's having another great year for Cleveland. So there are different ways that the voters look at it, and unfortunately, right or wrong, the relievers are not put in that high of a spot. And if you're not going to do it with Zach Britton 2 years ago, I just don't see how it's going to happen with a guy like Diaz, especially if his club doesn't go to the postseason.
Well, it's kind of like the way they look at the DH for an MVP. I mean, for some reason, they just they won't give him the same value.
Or an MVP for a last-place club.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, I was with that with Alex Rodriguez in 2003. His numbers were, you know, monstrous, which kind of forced him into that conversation. It didn't happen very often. I think maybe Ernie Banks was another one
mm-hmm.
that won the MVP with the last place club, and you just have to have these ridiculous numbers that force you into that kind of conversation, even though while you might be important to the team, I believe there's value to, you know, winning. And your team has to win no matter how good your club is, and that's why this month is so critical for the MVP award, I think, in both leagues. Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez, you know, at the top, Mike Trout's always in the conversation. Now, Jose Ramirez in the National League, you got Christian Yelich, you got Lorenzo Cain with Milwaukee, you got Javi Baez with the Cubs. It's going to be an interesting battle. I think September is a great separator for that award.
Great. Vinny, great to have you on at Vince Baseball on Twitter. Have a great afternoon, and I think you deserve it. This is going to be a lot of fun. And I'll say the over-under today for relievers, 7.
I'm going to take the over.
All right.
If you're talking about both teams combined, I'm taking the over.
All right. You're taking the over. All right. Very good. Because, all right, we'll see. We'll have fun with it. Thanks, Vinny.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
All right. That is Vince Cotroni. Always a pleasure to talk ball with Vinny. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.